I make a good impression on me. Truly, I make a good impression on me. Every time I turn around, I find something joyful to do. I find something exciting to do. I find something that tells me how wonderful life is, how great it is to be alive. The first thing I do is I take my dog and I hug him. And I hug him and I hug him. And he comes back for more hugging. When I stop hugging him, he goes away a minute and turns around, comes right back, says more. And I make a good impression on me by knowing that I love my dog and my dog loves me. Now, is that an easy thing to do? Is that a fun thing to do, to love me, to love my dog, to love everything I'm doing? Well, it's the way to go, really. Could you ever imagine a movie actor not liking himself? Truly not liking himself? Oh, he may know his craft, he may know his skill, and he may be a good movie actor, but does he really like himself? And the test of whether a movie actor really likes himself is, do you believe in the role he is portraying? Do you believe that he is the character he is portraying in the movie or in the drama that he's in? If you believe it, then he's doing a pretty good job. Then he really likes the person he is. He's making a good impression on himself. And how does he do that? Well, if a movie actor is going to be a movie actor, he's going to portray something, maybe himself, or maybe the character of some play or some movie or some script that he's reading. And in doing that, he first has to decide who that person is. And does he have the skill to portray that person? Does he have the skill to portray that person and be that person in every way? Are other people going to believe that he is that person? Well, some movie actors can do that and some cannot. Some win the Academy Award because they have done such an outstanding job on the character they've played. And some win it for supporting actor. Some win it for many other areas. But when you win it by the impression that you make on yourself, I make a good impression on me. If I am making a good impression on me, then I will be winning an Academy Award, and I will be the one perhaps who gives it. But maybe others will recognize it too. Am I ready to stand forth and say, I make a good impression on myself? Am I ready to stand forth and look at myself and say, you know, I am playing the role of this character, and this is a man who is sort of shy and sort of coy and sort of reluctant to show his real feelings. And I'm playing the role of that person. Now, how does that kind of a person act? Have I ever seen anybody act in that way? Now, I don't have to have exactly that particular person that I'm taking from the script with, but I can take other examples of people who play that role, who are shy or who are coy or who are in any way being deceptive, you might say. So I learn about how other actors do that. I learn how characters do that. I learn what it's like for a person to be in that role. And when I learn that role, then I make a good impression on myself of how I do it. And I feel very comfortable in doing it. I don't feel like nobody's going to believe me. I don't feel like I'm going to do it wrong. I don't feel like I haven't got the ability to do that. I don't feel like it's not going to work out. If I have those feelings, you can be sure it's not going to work out. But when I make a good impression on me, and I make a choice on me of what it is that I want to be and do, when I have that attitude about me, then everything works out. I make a good impression on him. Okay, now, let's just say I am me, this person, Herb Byerly. Now, how can I make a good impression on me? What is Herb Byerly? Have I ever stopped to think about that? What does it mean to be Herb Byerly? What sort of person is Herb Byerly? Is he a lovable person? Is he a happy person? Is he a content person? Is he a sincere person? Is he an honest person? Is he a loving person in every possible way? Do people immediately take to him when he talks to them and shares with them his philosophy and his way of life? Do people want to stand by him all the time, and do they want more than he has to give? Or are they trying to prove to themselves that they're superior to him? Are they trying to prove to themselves that they are more wonderful? Now, why would they want to do that? They would want to do that only if Herb was trying to be better than he was trying to say that he is bigger than he is, trying to say that he's more than he is, more than they are. And in doing that, then he's really not making a very good impression on himself. And I make a good impression on me because I have that one little work that I give 100% of my attention to, and it's called unconditional love. Unconditionally, I love everybody in my world. It doesn't matter what they do or say or think or are. It doesn't matter how they live their lives in any way whatsoever. I give them unconditional love. Now, if a person came to me and wanted to get a loan of something, and I gave him a loan. Now, number one, I do not have in my heart in the slightest that he is not going to pay it back. I do not have in my heart in the slightest that he's taking advantage of me, that he's using me. I do not have in my heart the slightest that this person is not to my benefit and that I'm being used and I don't like him and I don't appreciate what he's doing and I don't respect him. Oh my! An unconditionally loving person has none of those thoughts in their heart. An unconditionally loving person looks at every person that they have in their world, that they have created in their world, and sees them just like they see themselves. So, if I am an unconditionally loving person, I look at this person who's borrowing money from me, and I am loaning it to him, and I'm thinking, you pay me back when you can. And I do not put a time on it. I do not mentally say he is a deadbeat and he'll never pay. I never have those kind of thoughts in my mind because if I do, then I might as well just give him the money and say, don't pay it back. I know you're not going to pay it back anyhow, so let's not pretend. And if that's how I want to act and feel and do, I'm sort of a silly person, aren't I? But I unconditionally love him. I know that person has character. I know that person has quality. I know that person is a good person. I know that person is a wonderful person. I know that person is an ideal person. I know. From the very depth of my soul, I know this. And no one has to prove it to me. No one has to say, I do not invite, encourage, receive comments from other people saying that person will not follow through. And when I give I have for years established a policy here at the University of Healing of giving scholarships to students who are unable to pay for it. And these students who really sincerely want to take the program, they take the program. Now, if they merely wanted something for nothing, they realized after they got into the program that it demanded a lot more from them. Oh, yes, I invested books in them. I invested time. I invested the coursework in them. And they didn't follow through because they didn't believe in themselves. And the impression they make on me is that right now they're not going to do it, but who knows? Maybe tomorrow they'll do it. Who knows? They'll do it anytime. I just release them. And when I release them, I know that I make a good impression on me because I don't hold them to any rules or any control. I say, whenever it's right for you, you do it. And some of them have followed through and become exquisite students, marvelous students, especially those who were in prison, especially those who really had a tough road to go in life, and somebody, me, believed in them. And it was a wonderful thing for them. I make a good impression on me. Now, I'm not trying to say that having and living in unconditional love is making a good impression on me, that I'm doing that for that purpose. I am doing that because that's my nature. It's my nature to be unconditionally loving. It's my nature to give. It's my nature to share. And it's my nature to never look for return. It's my nature just to give. And I give to the farthest extent of my ability to give and my capacity to give. And I am fulfilled the moment I give. I am rewarded the moment I give. And then as years passed by, and students who had received scholarships and knew that it was a scholarship, that it was to be returned as they were more abundantly supplied with life, even in a small portion, but returned because they wanted to invest in themselves. And as I see this happening, it makes me feel so wonderful. It makes me feel so good, so complete, so fulfilled, because I make a good impression on me by what I believe in myself. And I believe in myself that I will always follow through on all the promises and on all the ways of thinking that I've ever had of doing good for others, of being unconditionally loving 100% of the time in my life. And I do that, and I will always do it, because that's my nature. And that's your nature too, or else you wouldn't even be thinking about it. That's your nature too, or else you wouldn't even be engaged in it. That's your nature too, to make a good impression on yourself by being yourself and having fun, by loving everyone in your world, by giving beyond all measure and expecting nothing in return. The return is the gift that you have given yourself, and then you feel wonderful about it. You feel fulfilled as I, and I'm making a good impression on myself because that's truly and wonderfully what it's all about. And as you believe that's truly and wonderfully what it's all about, that's exactly what it's about for you. Make a good impression on yourself today. I make a good impression on me because I like me, and I'm being myself and having fun in everything I do. Know that this day, I love me and I love you.